Hi, this is Mark Choice of the Cane Fan Radio, the official show of the Big Apple Convention, and I'm here with Mr. Big Apple himself, Mike Carbonella. Say hi, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing very well. We are here at Dave Adams, Dave Cards World.
Actually, it's Dave Adams Card World, but their comic division is called Get Cash for Comics.
Get Cash for Comics. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What's that about?
Wow, okay. Get Cash for Comics. Well, Dave Adams Card World is a one of the most amazing retailers in the card world, and they've decided to put some of their energy, time, and money into the comic book world. And fortunately, I was one of the people elected to help them, along with Will Mason and John Grimaldi. And I've been traveling the country, buying comic books, filling up their warehouse in Buffalo and Tonawanda, New York, actually. And two of our newest acquisitions, which I'm very excited about, is a Batman number one in very good condition, and the first appearance of Batman in Detective 27, the highest graded copy.
At a 9.4.
Yeah, 9.4. It's ridiculous. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10. It has a little bit of minor restoration, but it is the highest graded, and it's a beautiful copy. Even the back cover, which sells all kinds of stuff like lates and alligators and toy guns, which aren't allowed anymore. This was 1939, May, and it's $550,000.
Now, I remember you used to run a comic book store back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So is that how you got into comics?
Yeah, that's one of the ways. Actually, my dad lent me $400, and I bought my local comic book store out when I was 14 years old in 1972. And from there on in, I bought and sold comic books, and then 10 years later, I had my own comic store, yes.
So then you started to do conventions.
Then, conventions is interesting. It was like an accident of birth. I always loved shows. I actually used to run a show in Queens, and it was at the American Legion Hall. And we had 40 tables, and it was free admission, but I had every table at the show. So all my friends were taking my money and writing out lists for me and giving me all the income. But there was somebody had a convention here in New York, and at the last minute, they couldn't make it work. The fire code wasn't approved or whatever. So myself and two Vincents, Vincent Zerzolo of Metropolis and Vince Gula, got together, and we decided to rent the church basement. And that Saturday, we opened the doors, free admission, and the dealers that hadn't turned around and gone back from the other show came, and it was like a whoosh. The people came flying in. Ah, oh, we're the superheroes. We saved the day. It was great. So Big Apple Conventions was born. And for 15 years, I ran that show. Then I gave the show to Wizard, and they did some shows here in New York. But now, next year, we get Big Apple Conventions back, and we're ready to rock. And we're going to start in a church basement. We're actually going to do a party that Friday night on March 6th, and then we're going to take it over to the Hotel Pennsylvania on the 7th.
Now, this is what, the 20th anniversary?
I can't believe it.
20 years.
It's like Stan Lee said, it's really 19, but we're going to go with 20 because it sounds
close
better.
Close enough.
Yeah, I can't believe it's that long since that show was accidentally born, so to speak. But I'm excited about bringing it back and making it more historical, creating more of the comic book history of the world, and bringing people's collections and showcasing their collections along the way and having them talk about their collections, whether it's the biggest G.I. Joe collector, the guy that has everything from Mad, the Marvel collection. I believe Metropolis is going to bring the first 100 Planet comic books on display, which have those beautiful science fiction covers from the 1940s. So a cornucopia, and really back to the basics with the comic book
now,
world.
That is important because as time has gone by, the comic book convention has turned into a pop culture convention, and you kind of lose their way for the comics. You've been in the business for so long. Have you seen the change going from one to the other, and where do you see it going?
I actually feel in some ways I started that or was right there at the beginning of it, because in the church basement I added wrestlers, and people were like, what are you doing with these wrestlers here? And I'm like, well, it's kind of part of what's going on. And then we started to bring in the celebrities and Star Wars and everything else, and it started to mix up, and it mixed well. But it gets to a point where it mixes so much that you kind of have every group of fantasy that you can imagine, and it just gets so big, which is fine, and it's great, and every city needs a convention that big, but it also needs a more boutique and individualized convention where 5 or 10 thousand people can go to a show and enjoy themselves and get up close to the artist and get up close to the celebrity and get up close to the comic book dealer and get in and out. And it doesn't take an hour or two to get in and out of the place. You can still have a great day and have some fun. So there's room for both types of conventions. in the world of collectibles. And that's what I'm trying to build back and make Big Apple a fun thing. You, and with more comic-centric.
You will be the man to make it happen. If anybody can do it, Mike Carbonaro can do it.
And I believe you're, you know, for the years that we've known each other, right?
Yes, a long time. We've been back and forth. You know, I know you know, as you said yesterday, you know how to run a con. Anybody knows how to run a con, it's you.
How to run a comic convention. Call me and ask. I'd be happy to tell you.
So how do you incorporate social media now? Because that's the new thing. There wasn't social media back then. How do you incorporate social media in the new conventions that you're going to be doing?
Actually, I have my social media expert right here, Ivy Supersonic.
So Ivy, I'll direct that question to you. How will you use social media to move forward in the comic convention as it is?
Wow, you put me on the spot there.
That's where you belong. Well, you know how to do it well, Ivy.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with this kind of communication stuff. I don't really want to tell you my secrets of what my plan is, because then if I tell you that, everybody else can copy me. So I'm just going to do my thing for Mike, and I'll do it well.
And Google Ivy Supersonic, and you'll know what she's all about.
It's all true. It's all true. All
is it Ivy Supersonic?
Yeah, it's Ivy Supersonic.
I-V-Y-S-U-P-E-R-S-O-N-I-C.
I'm a designer, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be creating a special hat. And Ivy is a hat maker, okay? And we're going to try and create, and we're right at the design stage now for the Big Apple convention.
Yes, we are.
And boy, when you see it, it'll be something to behold.
So you have, as right now, you have two conventions that are coming up, right?
Yes.
One December.
We have a show in Queens at the Resort World Casino, December 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday. And I wanted to do a show. I always thought a show in every borough. Should be right. I mean, here we have Manhattan, Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. I will not forget Staten Island, I promise. Okay? Is the next thing. I never wanted to take comic book shows out of the Big Apple, and the boroughs are part of that. So we have it in Queens December 6th and 7th, and back to New York in March 7th, Big Apple Con.
And where can people check out the stuff online? Is it BigAppleCon.com? What's the website?
NYCBM.com. New York Comic Book Marketplace. Okay. Our old website from the Comic Marketplace, and we're going to be adding a few new websites to that. So NYCBM.com, you can Google me, Michael Carbonaro, Ivy Supersonic, it'll all lead to one place, the world of fantasy, creativity, and buying comic books.
I really appreciate this, and we will be in contact. We will have something, definitely we'll get a nice podcast going on for the next convention you have.
Well, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of creating something fun at the comic shows, and every show having something really cool happen. Ruben! Hey!
This is Mark Torres signing off for Came From the Radio.
Did you see Gone Girl Gone?